celebrating Dennis Hattel's retreat into solitude. On December 6th, devotees joined together to attend a virtual satsang hosted by Mohan Ramaswamy, president of Arunachala Ashrama. The satsang commemorated the 1 year anniversary of Dennis Hattel's retreat into solitude. The program consisted of recitation of Aksharamana Malai and other works of Sri Bhagavan, a recorded reading by Dennis from day by day, chanting and reminiscences by devotees, highlighting our collective great fortune to have Dennis' friendship and inspiring guidance. The reminiscences that 8 devotees shared on 6th December 2020 are available on media.ashrama.org. Below, we give the recollections of Sunita Parasuraman. I am fully convinced that it is Bhagavan who sent Dennis Hattel into my life. I met Dennis for the first time in 2005 when Swami Venkatraman invited him to Bhagavan's Jayanti celebration in California. We exchanged a few words, and as we parted, he said, "The only thing that keeps me going is meeting young people like you who aspire sincerely for the higher life." For 15 years since that first meeting, I have benefited so much from Dennis' friendship, guidance, and above all, his silent presence. I was inspired to memorize Aksharamana Malai after listening to him chant the 108 verses with such deep devotion. He encouraged me to visit Sri Ramanashramam in Thiruvannamalai and requested me to send him a detailed report of my visit. I did that in August 2005. I feel fortunate to have been part of his morning schedule whenever he visited California. Rising early, listening to the Vedas, followed by coffee, reading, chanting Lalita Sahasranamam, and ending with silent meditation. He needs very little sleep and would be awake even at night, sitting on a chair, meditating. When I asked him about it, he quoted Bhagavan saying, "When the mind merges in the heart, there is no need for sleep." He often said, "Our Purujanma samskaras and pakva for householders like myself." He recommended the practice of Atmavichara when the mind is strong. At other times, when the mind is preoccupied and hard to control, he recommended chanting and praying for a strong mind. When I once asked him about how we could recognize that it was time to give up karma, he said the answer has to come from within. Just like a ripe fruit falls off the tree automatically, when the time is right, karma would drop off naturally. As we all know, he speaks little, but every time I asked him a question, he had the perfect quote from Bhagavan as his response. He had internalized the teaching completely and spoke from experience of the self. He never asked us for anything, and like our rishis of yore, effectively led the life of a parivrajaka even when amidst all of us. Over the years, Dennis has been a great guide, gently bringing me back to Bhagavan's path of self-inquiry every time I wandered away. As an example, I once shared with him a method that I had learned at a Vedanta class. The method was to strip an object into its basic elements and thus overcome attraction to the object itself. I thought it was a cool tool to keep the mind in check. Dennis listened to me patiently and then gently but firmly said, Bhagavan has taught us to ask, who is it that is getting attracted? That is all. How can it be easier than that? And you, of all people, should know better. I will never forget his voice when he said that, stern by Dennis' standards. And to this day, it serves as a reminder to never swerve from Bhagavan's darling path of self-inquiry. Dennis always said that Shraddha, Vairagya and Abhyasa are the main requirements for success on the path. He encouraged me to not be content with a theoretical understanding of the knowledge, but to strive to reach the inner recesses of the heart center, the seat of Arunachala Ramana. I treasure his Maharishi newsletters that have nourished my soul throughout. I am also very grateful to Dennis for never letting me lean on him. While he encouraged and inspired me in numerous ways, he always cautioned me to repose my faith in Bhagavan and in no one else, including himself. Only Bhagavan looks after us, he would often say. Dennis is a life consumed by Bhagavan and his teachings. I have only met Kanakammal once. When I shared with her that I knew Dennis, she said, And the Dennis ku Bhagavan Arunachalave Tavara Verundum Tiryadu, that Dennis knows nothing other than Bhagavan and Arunachala. In chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, amongst thousands of persons, hardly one strives for perfection, and amongst those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Dennis is one of those rare few who actually knows the truth. I have never seen him get angry about anything or with anyone. He said anger was a vasana he never had, even as a child. His purity, gentleness, tranquility and complete surrender are permanently imprinted in my inner mind. Knowing him has been one of the greatest blessings of my life.